Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 2nd of April. God in the Flesh. By eternal Spirit, Yahweh's Son emptied Himself and was begotten by the Father as the Son of God. This established the beginning of God's creation. Through this process, the Son of God received a heavenly body. Even at this point, He was unable to sin or be tempted to sin. It was not until the Son of God came in the flesh that He could be subject to temptation. This was necessary for the fulfillment of their covenant purpose to make us in their image and after their likeness. When Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, He was the Son of God in the flesh. This was God in the flesh. For it pleased the Father that all the fullness of Yahweh should dwell in the Son. God came in the flesh to establish for every person the choice that belongs to His covenant purpose for them. He chose to become like us, and in doing so, subjected Himself to temptation to author the pathway upon which a person could choose to become like Him. Through this offering, He would also establish, forever, a sinless environment for a new creation. This happened, first, through Christ's earthly ministry as the Son of God, and then through His offering journey by which He was glorified as our great High Priest and as the Son of Man in the image and likeness of God. Having come in the flesh, God was now able to be tempted. We note that, following His baptism in the Jordan River, Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Following three failed attempts, Satan then left Jesus, waiting for a more opportune time to tempt Him. This opportunity arose for Satan when the Father made Christ an offering for sin in the Garden of Gethsemane, and He commenced the journey through which He was made a man in the image and likeness of God, and glorified as our great High Priest. The references used in today's devotions are Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 7, 1 John chapter 3 verse 9, Matthew chapter 1 verse 23, Colossians chapter 1 verse 19, Matthew chapter 4 verses 1 to 11, and Luke chapter 4 verse 13. For further study, John chapter 1.